Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 8th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I must say I was a little surprised when the lead story from the Financial Times, the untold story of today's Russian-speaking hackers, was not the most read story yesterday. But then it is August and minds are on things like yachts, so the story about what technology you need for your yachting trip, the Financial Times, a complete guide to yacht desking, was the number one read story. A technology trading story tied for the number two spot with the battle between the ham radio operators and the high-frequency traders in the Wall Street Journal's Ham Radio Enthusiasts versus High-Frequency Traders, a battle for the airwaves. The insider trading story that followed the yachting story tied for second. The third most read story was Robert Yachty's post on LinkedIn sharing the sad news of the passing of his longtime industry colleague, Anthony Godine. The World Scouting Jamboree in shambles even registered higher than the Russian hacker story. I think the Russian hacker story is a very important story because of the time frame it was set in and the actions of some financial institutions. What happened after all of this hacking and collaboration among Russian hackers? There was a lot of money to move from the east to the west. It sets an interesting table for technological innovations to come. Standard & Poor's is dropping its ESG scores from its ratings amid political pushback and instead will offer narrative feedback about a company's ESG performance, the Financial Times reported. Financial Times made it official. July was the hottest month on record. Its story is titled, July Enters History Books as the Hottest Month on Record, and the subheading is Sea and Air Temperatures at New Highs as Global Warming Breaches 1.5 Celsius Temporary Rise. The Financial Times Big Read feature has a new series titled The New Commodity Superpowers with the subheading, in the first part of a series, countries that produce the metals central to the energy transition want to rewrite the rules of mineral extraction. Two anti-woke ETFs have gone to sleep for good, according to the Financial Times. Asset manager and index provider Two Vote Funds plans to liquidate two ETFs created in 2020 for conservative investors, and the funds have stopped trading on SIBO. The CEO of Second Vote Funds said the ETFs have failed to attract enough assets to maintain research and operations. Paul Krugman has written a commentary in the New York Times about how climate is now a cultural issue rather than an issue just of greed. The piece is titled, Climate is Now a Culture War Issue. World Water Week takes place August 20th to 24th at the Stockholm International Water Institute, the convening Seeds of Change, Innovative Solutions for a Water-Wise World, is an inclusive meeting place focusing on the Asia-Pacific. This is a hybrid event. Places are limited for on-site attendance. Online attendance is free. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were, what are the best options trading platforms? Crypto options traders bet against volatility. What U.S. Treasury volatility means for U.S. economy. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First, we have a special sponsored content message from our friends at FTSE Russell. The Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chartbook, July 2023. Year after year, the Russell 2000 Index sets the standard for U.S. small cap measurement for index performance, sector IPOs, and risk characteristics. Check the latest Russell 2000 Quarterly Chartbook, July 2023. Read now with the link in today's newsletter. We have another video from our FIA IDX coverage. This one, Eurex's Rafael Zanata talks about new Bitcoin index features with JLN's Julie Ross at FIA IDX. Rafael Zanata, head of sales, EMEA, Eurex FTSE Bitcoin index futures at Eurex, spoke with JLN correspondent Julie Ross at the FIA's International Derivatives Week, IDX, in June about Eurex's recently launched FTSE Bitcoin index futures. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the real reason you're having a hard time getting things done at the office. Working from home altered our brains. We need more office time to fix them. If you still don't have your office groove back, there might be a scientific explanation. Hybrid work arrangements mess with our brains. Frustrated bosses who survey their half-empty office scapes say it makes no sense that somebody who worked full-time in an office before 2020 can't show up like they used to. But neurologists and behavioral scientists say the collective amnesia for effectively working alongside each other makes perfect sense to them. My comment sounds like something the boss would say. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. The headline, finance firms' return to office crackdown could backfire. Study. Financial firms that enforce strict return to office mandates could drive employees to leave, according to a study published Tuesday by accounting firm Deloitte. Of 700 financial executives surveyed by Deloitte, 66% who worked remotely part-time said they would likely quit if they were ordered to return to the office 5 days a week. Professionals, men and women alike, whose work and personal lives have been reshaped by remote work, largely want to maintain flexibility, even if it comes at a personal cost. My comment, work from home will continue to be the norm until the powers that be send us into a recession so bad that unemployment tips the power back to employers in being able to compel workers to the office. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg Opinion. The headline, Out of Africa, a New World Order. By supporting the coup in Niger, Russia proves again that it sees its struggle against the West as a global war, not just a declared one yet. You can think of the unfolding disaster in Niger in four ways: the embarrassing to ominous, catastrophic, and apocalyptic. Embarrassing because the country's coup on July 26 is blowback for a clueless West. Neither the hapless former colonial power, France, nor the waning superpower, the U.S., saw this coming. Ominous because it's a windfall for Russia and China as they vie with the West for influence in the region and the world. My comment, are you paying attention to this? When someone suggests a world war could erupt from this conflict, it is worth paying attention. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, Crypto's Next Craze, Orbs That Scan Your Eyeballs. Sam Altman, OpenAI's chief executive, has started WorldCoin, a cryptocurrency project that aims to scan billions of human irises. One evening last month, a crowd of cryptocurrency enthusiasts gathered at an art gallery in downtown Manhattan. They were greeted by a scene from science fiction. At one end of the room was an open bar. Across from it stood a loose array of gray pedestals arranged like a futuristic Stonehenge, each displaying a metal sphere about the size of a bowling ball. My comment, you can't fool me. It's a brain scan, not just an eyeball scan. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN, as referenced earlier. Our top story Monday was the Financial Times, A Complete Guide to Yacht Desking. The second was a tie between the Wall Street Journal's ham radio enthusiasts versus high-frequency traders, a battle for airwaves, and Bloomberg's What Defines Insider Trading and What is Illegal. Third was Robert Ayati's post on LinkedIn sharing the sad news of the passing of his longtime industry colleague, Anthony Godine. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, PayPal pushes deeper into crypto payments with stablecoin launch. U.S. group unveils PayPal USD in bid to boost take-up of digital currency payments. PayPal is launching a stablecoin, becoming the first major financial institution to push deep into crypto payments, even as U.S. regulators heighten their scrutiny of digital assets. The San Jose-based company said on Monday it had launched a dollar-denominated stablecoin called PayPal USD, marking a further expansion into services for digital currencies. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, S&P drops ESG scores from debt ratings amid scrutiny. Agency will no longer rank companies' environmental, social, and governance risks from 1 to 5. S&P Global has stopped handing out scores to corporate borrowers on ESG criteria at a time of rising questions about their utility and political attacks on such metrics. The debt rating agency has, since 2021, published scores from 1 to 5 for a company's exposure to each element of environmental, social, and governance risks. And then finally, here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline, CBDCs invite risk of global financial fragmentation. Central bank digital currencies are set to buck the trend of innovation driving cross-border integration. The history of technology in capital markets is largely one-directional. Each innovation has improved market functionality, typically by increasing the speed and/or lowering the cost of transactions. These technological jumps have been diffused internationally to the benefit of all market participants, leading to ever more efficient and integrated global financial markets. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.